You see that Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos is getting divorced, which I guess means his one, and there's no prenup. Yeah, it turns out there was no prenup. So I guess that means that his, I don't know, $150 or so billion dollar fortune is going to be split right down the middle. Wow. Which means the soon-to-be ex, Mrs. Jeff Bezos, will get half of his dough. In addition, of course, to the house, the car, and, of course, free shipping.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, you can. I just did. Here we go, getting underway with hour number one, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program in the air chair. Back again today, your genial host, Rabid Shock Jock, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. I've had something going on all this week, just not really feeling quite right, and having undergone a UTI. Have you ever had one of those, a bladder infection or that kind of stuff? I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but I had a bladder infection a couple of years ago after my knee surgery, and I swore to myself that would never happen again if it was conceivably possible that I could prevent it. And I kind of felt like maybe that's what was going on, so had to go see the doc yesterday. And the only time I could get in to see him, of course, you know what that's like, was during the show. And I didn't want to take a chance, so Tony Dale was kind enough to rearrange his schedule and come in from the bullpen and sub for me yesterday. I greatly appreciated. But back today and feeling fine and heading towards our big debate upcoming on Tuesday night for the Senate 6th seat to replace now Congressman William Timmons with our friends at the Greenville County GOP. This is going to be at BJU on Tuesday night at 7, and we're looking forward to it. It should be an interesting evening. In the meantime, here is how you join me. It is Friday. That means we got the Friday free-for-all going, the all-skate, so anything you want to talk about will be fair game today. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you want to send me a text, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. And if you missed it, when Alonzo gave it right before station identification at the top of the hour, summer is the key word for this hour. Isn't that right? Yeah, summer, S-U-M-M-E-R. Hurry up and get here, please. Text that to 72881 and get your name in the hat for the $1,000 bankroll contest. Meantime, boy genius, narcissist in chief of the White House press corps, Jim the Acoster, did another outstanding report yesterday. This was written about by Howard Portnoy, which I'm assuming is the pseudonym for a writer on this website. Begins with a joke. Two morons rent a rowboat and go fishing. They have an especially good day hauling in fish. At the end of the afternoon, one of the morons turns to the other and says, "This must be a lucky spot on the lake. Let's mark it so we can come back tomorrow and get more fish." With that, he takes a crayon and marks a large X on the back of the boat, explaining X marks the spot. His friend does a facepalm and says, "You moron, you're not using your brain. What if the rental place gives us a different boat tomorrow?" Well, if you didn't like that one, try this. A TV news reporter goes to McAllen, Texas, and visits a stretch of the U.S.-Mexican border that has a steel slat fence running along it. And the reporter breathlessly shares with his audience, "And here are some of the steel slats the president has been talking about. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence. Matter of fact, there's some businesses behind me along the highway. Yeah. Let's put an X on the boat, Jim the Accoster. This bit of journalistic wizardry, courtesy of our friends at the Clinton News Network, or the Collusion News Network, whatever you want to call it. Jim the Accoster, fresh from a day of fishing. Let's see if we can explain to Jim, shall we, his conundrum here. Maybe for starters, he should consider that migrants looking to sneak into the U.S. are more likely to choose remote places where there are no businesses on the opposite side whose owners might get on the horn to the Border Patrol. Or, how about this, since we're speculating out loud, maybe Acosta sees no migrants here precisely because there's a fence, which they would have to scale. Then again, maybe he happened by with his camera crew at the wrong moment. You know, timing was off. Timing is everything, as we know. Maybe he'd have better luck if he came back in the middle of the night, or better still, if he staked out that locale for several days. Because according to a Pew Research Center poll, an average of 386,000 illegal aliens entered the U.S. annually between 2011 and 2016. During that period, there were, let's see, we've done the math here, 3,153,600 minutes. Since there are approximately 2,000 miles of border between the U.S. and Mexico, the probability of visiting a random locale at the exact moment when an illegal alien was violating our nation's sovereignty laws would have to be exceedingly tiny. Almost as minuscule, in fact, as the brains of some reporters. It never occurred to Jim. He was making the president's point. There are no illegals trying to come in there. Why? Because there's a wall. But CNN doesn't want to hear about this. Now, don't confuse CNN with facts. As a matter of fact, a San Diego TV station yesterday said that CNN had asked for a local view from them. You guys are right there on the ground in San Diego. You know what's happening. Give us the local spin on this, will you? So the station did. And what did CNN do? Run it front and center with Acosta's brilliant stand-up from the border? No. No, they, according to the station, quote, declined to hear from us after past reports from the station showed that a border wall was, wait for it, effective. Their own affiliate. So yeah, we can send you stuff here. Wait a minute, it shows the border wall is effective. Well, you know, thanks so much, but no thanks. Meantime, the crack investigative team at NBC News, you remember the same ones that phonied up a Chevy pickup truck with dynamite when they were doing a story about exploding gas tanks and they couldn't get one to explode, so they put a stick of dynamite on it to make it explode and got caught? That same, apparently, crack investigative team is at work again. I'll share that with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show. 16 after 3, the Friday free-for-all is underway today. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Looks like we're headed for a nasty weekend weather-wise, so considering my somewhat shaky health status this week, I think I will curl up in front of the fireplace and forget about chasing golf balls this weekend. I want to invite an invitation to pneumonia or anything more serious. To the phones we go here on the Bobby Mac Show and the Friday Free-for-All, beginning with Pat, who is in Union. Hello, Pat, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Oh, thanks, Bobby. I hope you're feeling a lot better.
I'm doing better. Thank you.
Yeah. I just heard on your news that air traffic control are having upset. Does anybody realize what the money those people make?
Or for that matter, 90% of these government employees. Look, 7 of the 10 richest counties in America are the ones that surround Washington, D.C. in suburban Virginia and Maryland. There are a lot of these people that are making $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year. What are they doing? Are they living beyond their means? They miss one paycheck and it's the end of the world?
Yeah, I know. We had a woman married into the family. She's air traffic control for Miami. And what she makes in 1 week, my husband and I make less than a month.
Yeah. Now, and it's an important job. There is no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. It is very important.
But,
and it's very stressful. Yes,
it is very stressful. Those of us with a long enough memory remember when PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Union, wanted more money back in the 1980s and went out on strike, and President Reagan fired them all.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
So maybe they have short memories. I mean, they are eventually going to get their money when the partial government shutdown is over. But look, you know the reason as well as I do, Pat, why we're hearing these sob stories, because yeah, it's part and parcel of the media narrative that the partial government shutdown is wrong and that President Trump should fold and give the Democrats what they want. And there's going to be, mark my words, Pat, there's going to be a takeaway from this to all Republicans, and that is, you don't have to fold up and be a lily-livered coward every time the media and the Democrats, and they're one and the same in terms of optics, every time they attack you. Stick to your guns and see what happens. There's an object lesson there.
Yes. Oh, and my son just retired from the military.
Well,
now, he was a computer. He was a computer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wanting to come into the military, he had to do a background check on him.
Yep.
He was in charge of their PT test. Anybody leaving the country for overseas, he had to have packets ready for them to leave. Anybody coming back, he had to have their packets ready when they come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't, after over 30 years, you don't get away from the computer that far.
Right.
So he's on there, and he's skimming through when he come on to that U2 movement. Or Me Too movement.
Oh, hashtag, Me Too, right. The women's objections to being abused or raped or molested or whatever.
Yeah, well, he's laughing. He didn't say hashtag. He said pound.
Well, I can understand why he did that. But, you know, here's another object lesson, Pat, because your son has accomplished a couple of really good things. Number one, he contributed, I'm sure, tremendous service to his country as a member of the military. And secondarily, now he's trained to go into the private industry job market and make probably, I would suspect, a really good living.
Job.
Huh?
And can't find a job.
He can't find
a
job?
Nope.
Where is he looking?
Just about everywhere. They had one opening up at the VA hospital because he carries a medical degree.
Right.
And that was already filled. They're filling up fast.
And
he's got enough money on. He's getting enough money from his retirement, and his wife is working a good job. So I told him he's been on the road long enough. You ran long enough. You're young enough to you're old enough to retire and young enough to enjoy it.
Right.
Slow down.
Yeah, something to be said for that. Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Good to have you here today, and thanks for sharing that. Well, you know, they continue to give out the visas a substantial portion of the visas go to people who work in tech industries, which, of course, cuts down on the number of available jobs for Americans, even American veterans. Meantime, the crack investigative team at NBC News. Wait a second. Don't we have that here somewhere? We typically use this for our breaking news. Yeah, here we go. The crack NBC News investigation team. You remember NBC News? That's the same group that gave us Brian Williams, Lion Brian. NBC Faux News published a story, you may have seen this, claiming the steel slat fence being touted by President Trump can be cut with common tools, such as a household saw. Well, the only problem with their story is that it can't be cut with common tools, and the wall they showed isn't even the same wall. Yeah, I know. You're stunned to hear this, right?
It's all fake news.
It is fake news. The fake news outlet posted an exclusive photo, which they say shows the results of their test after military and Border Patrol personnel were told to destroy it with standard tools. And the left, of course, continues to go bananas, trashing the president and the barrier. They believe this is more proof that walls don't work. And NBC, of course, saw as an opportunity, again, to insult the president. Jim Hansen, president, Security Studies Group, asked if they were serious. They weren't common tools. Mr. Hansen said these tests were conducted by the military in similar situations. We breached wood, steel, and concrete barriers. But I kind of doubt migrants will be carrying chop saws or C4, a plastic explosive, or that they'll be able to do this stuff in the middle of the day or even the middle of the night. Anything can be breached, of course, but the wall is meant to slow people down and impede them. In response to KPBS, that's a PBS station, spokesman Ralph DeCio said the prototypes were not and cannot be designed to be indestructible, but were designed to impede or deny efforts to scale, breach, or dig under such a barrier, giving agents time to respond. And as it turns out, it's a different wall from the one in the photos. While NBC reports that, they bury it in suggestions that common tools will destroy it so quickly that the wall will have no value. DHS responded, saying, while the design currently being constructed was formed by what we learned in the prototypes, it does not replicate those designs. The steel bollard design is internally reinforced with materials that require time and multiple industrial tools to breach, thereby providing U.S. Border Patrol agents additional response time to effect a successful law enforcement resolution. In other words, to catch them. In the event that one of the steel bollards becomes damaged, it is quick and cost-effective to repair. But again, you know, motto of NBC News, never let the facts stand in the way of a story that will damage a Republican president. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side as we cruise on here on Friday.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Yours truly, Bobby Mack in the air chair. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, doing all that kind of work. And, of course, little Lanny back in the news center, keeping you up to date on the breaking news of the day.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Yes, indeed. And you're invited to be a part of it. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Oh, the Democrats are vitally concerned about getting the government back to work. You remember, of course, Mark Sanford, he of the Appalachian Trail Hiking Adventures, after leaving the governorship, won a congressional seat, District 1, down in the Lowcountry. Well, he lost in the primary, and then, stunningly, a Democrat, a guy named Joe Cunningham, won the seat previously held by Mark Sanford. Well, today, Cunningham, during the ongoing sessions in Washington, Cunningham attempted to walk onto the floor of the House carrying a six-pack of beer. It was explained to him, I'm sorry, Congressman, that's not allowed on the floor of the House, to which Cunningham replied, but it's Friday. Oh, boy, we send only the best and the brightest, don't we? Sorry, I missed the keyword for this hour. Could you repeat it? Yeah, it's summer. S-U-M-M-E-R. I hope it gets here quickly, too. 72881 is the text line number to get entered for this hour. Bobby, if these illegals had so-called common tools with which to cut through the wall, why would they be in such a hurry to come to the United States? You know, this is what liberals do. They project their philosophy and values on other countries. It does not work. From the Marine and Pauline. Hoorah! Thanks, sir. Semper Fi. Bob, wall worked pretty well in Berlin, East Germany. Yeah, in reverse. Of course, the wall in East Germany constructed by the German Democratic People's Republic. Notice I always put Democratic and Peoples in there when they have a bunch of tyrants running things in a communist tyrannical regime. They built their wall to keep their citizens in, not to keep interlopers out. Their own citizens wanted to escape the iron boot of tyranny of the commies. Bobby, if you look closely at the photo showing the home in the fence, it looks more like an acetylene torch was used on it. Bob, when did a lion Brian come back to NBC? Thought he'd been fired. No, he was not fired. He was sent down to the Bush Leagues. He was demoted to BSNBC, where he anchors an 11 p.m. program that probably nobody watches. Bobby, don't the non-essential personnel working for the government understand that when they took that job, there was always the possibility of a shutdown? They're free to find another job. By the way, tomorrow, as Limbaugh pointed out on his show today, we'll mark the longest shutdown in government history, and today marks the first time these government workers ever went without a paycheck. Other than, the Saul Alinskys of the world, could there be an any more unsympathetic group, maybe Antifa, than government workers? I'm not comparing the two, you understand. I'm just saying government workers, highly overpaid. There used to be a reason why government workers got really good benefits and vacation schedules, because they weren't paid very much. And now, as I mentioned, 7 out of 10 of the richest counties in America surround our nation's capital in Virginia and Maryland suburbs. Bob, another reason I dislike unions: when they go on strike, hundreds and thousands of non-union people miss their jobs, families, holidays, their paychecks, because they wanted more money. Now they miss a paycheck and freak out. How do they like it? Bob, I'm sure you can cut the fence with household tools. It'll just take about a week. Bob, furloughed government employees can submit for unemployment benefits during the government shutdown. If they do, they'd have to pay them back, because when the shutdown ends, their checks will be good. Bob, do these agencies sue during previous shutdowns? I don't believe so, because as just mentioned, they never missed a paycheck before. Bobby, being on both sides of the law, I can tell you, drug dealers use drones and bring dope past checkpoints. Then it's taken to Dallas and east. A wall would disrupt this. There you go. Bob, standing at the fence and saying there's no threat is like standing in your living room and say there is no place to go to the bathroom. You need to go into the restroom where the toilet is. your SF friend, Todd, from Fountain Inn. Hoorah. Thank you, Todd. SF, of course, being an acronym for Special Forces. Bob, I think DNC Nightly News. God, that's great. I think DNC Nightly News with Lester Holt is in second or third place nationally. They used to be number one several years ago. Bob, in social justice news today, warrior Lady Gaga has decided to take her collaboration with R. Kelly, entitled Do What You Want With Me, With My Body, from her audio streaming media. I'm not making this up. I'm sure you're not making it up. Didn't we have a late-breaking report? Yeah. Michelle Polino from Fox News, late-breaking report on Robert Kelly.
A Lifetime docuseries titled Surviving R. Kelly has begun a backlash against the R&B singer that is affecting the singer's health, and many of his past celebrity collaborators and family members are speaking out against the singer. TMZ saying he's been suffering panic attacks severe enough to require medical attention.
Oh.
Celebs like Common, Lady Gaga, and John Legend are speaking out publicly against the singer, and even Kelly's own daughter, who goes by the name Buku Abi, is speaking out, calling her father a monster. She said, referencing allegations made against the singer in Surviving R. Kelly, I'm well aware of who and what he is. I grew up in that house. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ow! Your daughter calls you a monster? Okay. By the way, this just in breaking news this afternoon. The president says today, this is dated 3:23 p.m., President Trump said today he's holding off, for now, on declaring a national emergency at the southern border. I'm not going to do it so fast, the president told reporters at the White House. We want Congress to do its job. What we're not looking to do right now is national emergency. But, of course, you know as well as I do, it's still on the table. The president said yesterday that he has an absolute right to declare an emergency that would allow him to build a wall or barrier on the U.S.-Mexico border without congressional approval. So, there's that. President says, no, not right this second. Stay tuned. I notice that Judge Napolitano, who now is in the pocket, apparently, of the left, did another piece on Fox News. He said, oh, the president can't do that. It's illegal. What's happened to this guy? Somebody's got pictures of him. They got the Polaroids from the office Christmas party on Napolitano or something. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Wrapping up the work week here with a Friday free-for-all on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go. Let's head to Easley next and bring in Jim. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the free-for-all.
Hi, good afternoon. This is your South Carolina Buckeye.
Yes, sir.
I got something to tell you, a story about, these people who just don't have enough money. They say they can't make it from paycheck to paycheck. These government workers like that.
Right.
I was a foreman over a tool and die shop in a fairly large factory. And the tool and die makers that worked for me were the highest paid hourly workers in the factory. And it was a strong union shop.
Right.
Which is what led to its downfall. However, one weekend, they got paid every Friday, and they got paid time and a half for anything over 40 hours.
Gotcha.
One weekend, the company computer messed up and forgot to pay them the half pay for the overtime. In other words, if they worked 45 hours, they got 45 hours of regular pay, and the company computer forgot to give them the half pay. So we were instructed when we handed out the paychecks to simply tell the guys that we're going to add that extra half pay on next week's paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one guy working for me when I told him that, just like screamed bloody murder like a stuck pig, and how he couldn't make it till next week if he didn't have that half pay. And he was just, what's he going to do? And how's he going to feed his family and all of that sort of thing? And I thought to myself, man, he was getting paid way more than I was. And I had made sure, I didn't believe in any debt, I made sure that we had plenty of cash in the bank, that if something would happen, that we needed some backup cash, we had it. And yet these people went, and they couldn't even survive not just getting their overtime, but getting just half of the overtime, they couldn't make it. And how is it that these government workers who get paid enormous amounts of money, they don't plan ahead at all? Come on. I think that's a joke.
Of course it is. It plays right into that story that they want, you know, that they're heartbreaking tragedies that are happening by the thousands for all these normally unsympathetic government workers sitting there playing pornography on their computer screen for 8 hours a day and making $150,000 a year. Now, in the situation you described, Jim, I'm surprised they didn't call a flash strike on you.
Well, I'm surprised, too.
You violated our union contract.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Pelosi made some comment this week about supporting these poor people who just don't have enough money to make it. And here she is, a multimillionaire.
Right.
Gotten her money from her job as the, working for the government. And she's talking like she's really a representative of these poor people who just can't make it.
Yeah. While she's busy selling influence to the point where she now has a net worth of $100 million.
Oh, I know. And these people are the ones who supposedly care for the poor down and outer. Okay, well, thank you and have a great weekend.
You too, Jim. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I know what you mean. In on the text line, Bobby, earlier you referred to Jim Acosta as a boy genius, which I, of course, meant sarcastically. To this, I must object. Acosta is not a boy, and he is certainly no genius. Bob, President Trump's wall being proposed, same wall as suggested years ago by Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Thanks, Bob. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. Hope you do, too. Any non-essential government workers who cannot survive beyond one paycheck deserve to suffer. About the R. Kelly story, Buku what? Was did that guy name his daughter? Is that the same person who named his daughter Mignon? As in filet mignon, the same person named R. Kelly's kid, too? No, I don't think so. That's our distinguished congressman from Orangeburg. Yeah, named his daughter Mignon. Bob, what is the end game that Trump has going by waiting to not declare a national emergency, a national security emergency? He wants to put it all back in the laps of the Democrats. He wants them to have to fold for a change. That's the big takeaway from this whole thing. He is trying, I think, to show the spineless Republicans in Washington, look, these socialist, Marxist progressives are nothing but a bunch of bullies. And what happens when you stand up to a bully and punch him in the nose? Yeah, they run home crying. Oh, we didn't get our way. Bobby, glad you're feeling better. Do you think that this shutdown could be part of draining the swamp? They are non-essential, after all. I pose that question over the years. If they're non-essential, what are they doing working for the government in the first place? Bob, GoFundMe pages for government employees who aren't getting paychecks during the shutdown? I wonder how that'll go over. I also wonder whether they'll return the donations when they get their back pay after the shutdown is over. Bob's, should we call the migrant caravan Christians so the Democrats would help build a wall? That might do it. Reversal of fortune there, a little psyop, false flag operation. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show on the next keyword on the way.